Hey, what's going on, guys? King Judah 23 here. Please follow me on Instagram at KINGJUDAH23, as well as on Facebook at JUDAHLYFE, not LIFELYFE. I want to talk about this as well. We just got off of our podcast, Freestyle Watch Your Circle. Please listen to that. It's really, 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 really telling about the people in your circle and people in your life. You have to pluck them out. You eventually have to pluck them out. You had to get rid of them. But that's not the reason why I'm getting on this right now. I'm talking about the music business. I've been meaning to talk about this for a while, but we didn't have enough time on my podcast to talk about this. But music is not selling, and it's sad that people are not seeing this. But there's a reason why Lil Baby, Moneybagg Yo, and all these other artists are canceling their shows, because people are not buying music anymore. People are not dealing with the trash ass music that they are accustomed to. The customers are starting to get a little smarter. The consumers are starting to get a little smarter. And I'm gonna be honest with you, these new female rappers really fucked the game up for everybody. Because the music has been so trash. The content has been so garbage with these female rappers in 2023 to a point that people don't want to buy music, period, from anybody. And I saw Asian Doll. She got her OnlyFans account now. It's sad, but this is where we at, people. You're going to start seeing a lot of people doing a lot of weird shit to get money. All these celebrities that you've been idolizing, all these celebrities that you think that are holier than thou, they're going to start doing a lot of weird shit for money. People are not paying attention to celebrities no more. People are not paying attention to these artists no more. There is no more Tupac's, even though Tupac sold his soul. We know that. There's no more Nas. There's no more Big L's, Big Pun's. All this music is garbage. It's trash. There's no more Andre 3000s. There's no more Goody Mobs and UGKs. There's no more Trick Daddies. All this garbage ass music these artists are putting out. Bitches like Sexy Red, My Booty Hole Brown. It's just basic hooked on phonics garbage. And people are not going to spend their hard-earned money on garbage. They're not. And if you are a person that goes to a Sexy Red concert and you spent $50 to $60, $70, and I hope that's the only thing you spent. It's probably more than that, but let's just say that you had enough common sense to only pay a $50 ticket. You really spent $50 on a bitch said, My Booty Hole, My Coochie Pink, and My Booty Hole Brown. What kind of lyrical content is that? What kind of lyrical content saying my coochie pink and my booty hole brown? What kind of content is that? There is no kind of content whatsoever in that. That is literally garbage. That is garbage. And the reason why they continue to put these industry plants out here, because they're serving a message. These female rappers are teaching your daughters. They're teaching your daughters to be a slut. They teaching your daughter how to catch an STD. They teaching your daughter how to be a wife. But meanwhile, Nicki Minaj, she's married. Cardi B, she's married. Okay. I believe Megan Thee Stallion, even though I believe she's a man, Megan Thee Stallion is in a full relationship. Now, I want you to start really paying attention to what's really being sent to your kids, right? Even Young Miami from the City Girl, she said, I don't want my daughter to be a city girl. She said that out of her mouth. But yet, she's going to tell your daughter, you better go get that money from that nigga. You go give him that good pussy and all the other stuff and all the blah, blah, blah. But then she tells you that she don't want her daughter to be a city girl. Why not? Why don't you want your daughter to be a city girl if all this money and all this fame is going to come with it, right? Why not? Why? Because she knows she's serving Satan. She knows that she's serving a message from the elites to have young black women to degrade themselves. Do you see any of these white artists go out here and degrade themselves for public? No, it's only people of color that have done this. So now people are realizing the bullshit that these artists are portraying. So they understand the bullshit that these artists are portraying. And so now they're not going to spend no more of their hard-earned money on garbage, okay? And this is the reason why Lil Baby, the reason why Moneybagg Yo, and the rest of these artists are canceling their tours. It's not because they're sick. Lil Durk, please, give me a fucking break, boy. You need to stop that. But anyway, we'll move on. They're not because they're sick or something happened to them. It's because the people have spoken. The people are done with trash-ass rap. We need to start bringing back decent music. I'm not saying to bring back old goody two-shoe music from the 40s and 50s. I'm not saying that. But I am saying put some decent lyrical content in your raps. It's just horrible to say my coochie pink, my booty hole brown, and that's the main line of that song is that. That's a horrible, horrible artist. And and also one other thing. Hollywood overall is going to fall. This is over 100 days since this strike has happened. Before you know it, there's gonna be no more movies. See, right now they're putting out old stuff, old material, okay, before the strike happened. But before you know it, there will be no more. There will be no more. I'm gonna say it one more time. There will be no more movies. There will be no more of this. There will be no more of that. There will be no more comedy shows. There will be no more of anything. Everything will be recycled. Everything will be recycled. So right now, Satan is turning his back on the people who sold their souls. Satan is doing that right now. I'm going to say that one more time. Satan is turning his back on people who sold their souls. One more thing, and then we're going to get out of here, right? All these new podcasts is coming out. Now, all of a sudden, we got Mason Cameron, got a sports podcast. They just inked an 8-figure deal. I'm going to tell you this now. Somebody in their circle is going to get sacrificed, or they went through that homosexual door. One or two is going to happen. But I'm going to tell you this right now. If you're a friend of Cameron, if you're a friend of Mace, you need to cut those niggas off immediately. I'm going to say this one more time. If you're a friend of Mace or you're a friend of Cameron, you need to cut those niggas off. Even if you family of these niggas, you need to cut those niggas off because they are going to look for a sacrifice. Satan's not going to give you an 8-figure deal because you so funny and you so talented. Bull fucking shit. Satan's going to want his, he's going to want his get back. He's going to want his prize for giving you 8 figures. And I'm telling you right now, if you're a friend, you are family, or you are acquaintance of Cameron or Mace, you need to cut those niggas off. Peace, one love.